The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Look in here, baby, I'm coming on.
Woo! Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on this Friday. You know, technically, 7:06 in the morning, technically I'm supposed to take, I guess, one Friday off. I have not taken one vacation day in 10 years on the radio. When I take off, it's always work or a family obligation. Isn't that the wildest thing? But I enjoy it. But you know what? Somebody's got to do
beyond
it.
Beyond the people.
No, not I beyond don't the people. Take,
well, I'm all, after this, I'm off for the next 3 days. So, you know, enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You take off. It seems like you take off a lot, but you really don't. It's according to company.
To be fair, I do get a month of vacation. I get 4 weeks vacation.
So what?
I don't normally take all of
Joe, do we have that, Joe? Do we get that?
Have a month. I usually get like 2 weeks, but right. Al's been here.
I get 2 weeks and I don't take them.
You've been at the company now 10 years?
Can you believe that?
Then you get 4 weeks vacation.
Look at that. Huh? Yeah. So why is everybody complaining? I'm getting like heat because I gotta go. People say, Joe, we'd like to hire you to go on this beautiful Norwegian cruise line, and you go and what do I got? Just schmooze a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, I could do that. Sure. And you know, put some money in the bank. Got it for my kids, so I take care of everybody.
No reason why you're entitled to take vacation.
I'm getting heat on that. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Wait a second. But you're going, and yet you're working because you're going to work.
I want to broadcast from Bermuda because I think I want to say I'm. You know, after it's all over.
Oh yes, beyond the people. Hello, everyone. Hello, yes.
The beaches are pink. Yes, how are things back in New York with riots and people attacking you? No, God forbid. God forbid. Listen. I'm not a cruise guy, but I'm telling you, Norwegian is the top of the line. So
right.
And then there's one in the fall. And then what is this? What is this now? What is this?
Little Bob Marley. Yes. Hello.
No, that's Jamaica. That's not Bermuda. Come on.
Hello, man.
Yes. No. And then in the fall we do the Italian thing. We'll let you know what's going on. And it's work. It's called work. So now thank you for telling me that. I had no idea. I'm so dumb.
I only took off for surgeries last year.
I know.
Seriously.
And you got heat for that. And you got heat for that.
Yes, I did. My mom had surgery in February. Then my father had surgery in October, and I took off to help care for them during their time of need. And then I took off when I had my hand surgery done.
That's right, everyone. Yeah. Come to Bermuda. Yes, it's
Jamaica.
Beautiful.
That's Jamaica. That's
Jamaica.
Not
Jamaica. It's Caribbean.
It's not the same Caribbean. Thing. Right. It's not the same thing. Right. Hey, man. Come to Bermuda. Oops. Hey, wrong island. Sorry. Sorry.
Wrong island.
Oh, Bermuda shorts I got to wear, white shoes, I got to look like geeky.
No, I've never even seen you wearing shorts before.
I've seen Joe wear shorts.
Well, you know, I will as soon as if it ever warms up in the Northeast.
We're gonna hit 80 degrees on Monday. I picked the perfect time to take off.
Yeah, I love it. But you are so funny. You go like this. This is Al's idea to take off. I'll have a beer and I'll have a cigar.
Right.
Outside.
Monday. No, here's the thing. So
is there a body of water aside from the beer that you have before you that you wow. do you go on a lake or something like that, or
I
don't.
Why would I go on a lake?
What? Because it's 80 degrees out. I don't know.
No. So Monday I have a massage scheduled. So I'm having.
Ooh, Svetlandia.
No. Hello, that's Al. She's Wednesday.
Hello.
No, she's Wednesday. She's Wednesday.
Where is your pain, Al Gattullo?
German. What is that accent?
So I will not make you stop your pain right now.
Right. Nine. You sit still.
Where does it hurt you, Al? You have papers. You have papers. So
is it safe?
Your papers for your massage, Al.
Yes, 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 it's safe. It's very safe.
Is it safe? It's safe.
I'm Dustin Hoffman. I'm Dustin Hoffman. That's it. Oh, we say this
Lawrence
all the time.
Lawrence Olivier will give you the massage.
Hold on, I'm here for
Marathon
your massage,
Man is a remote dropper. That movie is on. The remote's dropped. I'm watching it. I'm hooked. That's
Dustin Hoffman. Fantastic. Brilliant. Lawrence Olivier.
And that was
Roy
his last
Scheider.
Role.
Roy Scheider.
That's right.
In the film. And the guy that was in Joe Sibilia were like this.
Yes.
Oh, why do I forget his name?
Oh, come Bill on. Devane's in the movie, too.
Yeah, Bill William Devane. We got to get William Devane on the show. I mean, and buy some and, silver. I, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Him and Menendez.
You know? No, there was a guy. There was a guy to the two thugs that were in the back. I think one was the guy who played Al Neary in The Godfather. Correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody
you might
know.
Be right about that.
Yeah,
you
but also right. There was a guy. Look this up, Joey, please. The guy that played had glasses on. He did. He was. We played him as a hitman when I did the Tony DeNono sketch on HBO. And this is the guy that came in. So I did that sketch, what, 84, 85, something like that. Mm. And this guy was. And sometimes we would hire somebody, and then he would tell me what he did. And I'm going like, wow, and it was great. But then I see them. This guy was one of the hitmen. One of the hitmen in Marathon Man, and he was a character actor. I'll look at his. And he was
to figure it out.
Yeah, but we put him in. It was great. We put him in the into the HBO show because he was like a very very well known. He was great as a hitman. Hey, anyway, so now I have.
How's that your claim to fame? What do you play? Hitman,
hitman, but only hitman.
Mark Lawrence.
Yeah.
Mark Lawrence, is that the actor?
You're good, yes. His real name is Italian Hair guy. Yeah. Mark Lawrence, his real name is...
No. Mark Lawrence, Lawrence, that's his name. Yeah.
Is he any relation to Steve Lawrence?
No, he's no relation to Steve. I got to tell you, too. Then I had this offer from a longtime friend. There's a great play, and I just turned it down because I just don't have time to do it, but it sounds like such fun. Mm. Written by Tom Leopold, one of the great writers of our time. He wrote for Seinfeld. He wrote for a litany of things. And there's Joe, you would have loved this. And it's the, you know, the Concordia. Did I mention this to you guys?
No.
So I just went through this last week, and a guy, I don't want to embarrass somebody, a great guy said, Joe, we want you to do this play. You go on the road, you do this play, which is fun. Cause I had such a fun time doing Grease. I mean, career wise, it was so silly, but I had such a great time, such immense respect for Broadway. So this was like a show.
Was this like a summer stock type of a thing?
I don't know. That's a great reference. I don't think so. I think it was you go in and you go out with a female. It was like let me tell you this premise. It takes place. You know the Concordia boat? Talk about ships that crashed off of Italy. Remember that Concordia?
Yes.
And then the captain went to jail. You know, everything. Right. God forbid. And rest their souls, because people were lost on that ship. It was a disaster. Rest their souls.
Didn't the captain like bail on the ship?
Yes.
Like,
Al. Yeah. It was a Concordia. So now the Leopold comes up in his crazy mind. He comes up with the Concordia 2 is back. And then the captain is back. Welcome back to Concordia 2. I'm your captain. I am happy to have you with us. I'm happy to be out of jail. It's like that. Yeah. And then let us go down to the showroom, and they have like a Stephen Eady couple, and they do a parody of like Stephen Eady singing these songs, these really funny songs. And it's funny, and you know who did it? Richard Kind did it. Richard Kind did it, and some other actor. I said, Joe, we'd like
he's
you.
He's one of those people who's great.
Brilliant. What a brilliant
By
actor.
By the way, did you
great
know?
Great guy, too. But anyway, so that was it. And then it's the husband and the wife going back and forth with this. It's my wheelhouse, man. I would love to. Maybe I'll be able to do it, but I can't do it now. But, Joe, you would live for this play.
Oh, absolutely.
You would live for this. You know,
but I love that they used to have a lot of married couples like that. I mean, but even Stiller and Mira, they were in a musical.
Well, Stiller and Mira class by themselves. Right. They were really, really, they were like comic geniuses with their nuance and doing all that. You know, yeah. Stephen E. Go ahead, help me out.
No. All right.
They were musical and comedic geniuses, depending on
you. I don't have anything nice to say.
Don't say that. Turn it to Al. Turn it to Al.
By the way,
Al will say something bad.
Do you know who was also in Marathon Man, who's listed in the credits?
Wait, let me guess. Let's guess. This is a guessing game. It's a Friday. I'm so excited.
I will give you a hint. You should be able to get this.
Stay with me, Joe.
All right. Here's the first hint. You acted with him in a movie. You acted with him in a movie. He recently passed away about a year ago.
On Marathon Man?
Yes.
Oh, no. What? I acted with him in a movie.
Right? And he recently
Peter Boyle?
Passed away.
Peter Boyle?
No.
Close, though, no.
Peter Boyle passed away about 20 years ago.
Well, you know, but to me, it seems like yesterday. Well, he was such a great guy. Oh, so what
motorcycle accident, he died.
Oh, no. Are you kidding
Treat
me?
Treat Williams.
Are you kidding
yes,
me?
Yes, he plays the Central Park jogger in Marathon Man. Apparently,
that's hysterical.
Remember Hoffman's role? He's a runner. He's a runner.
Yes,
apparently,
yes.
Williams
I know the scene.
In the movie.
I know the scene.
As a runner. Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is so wild, man. And Treat was probably just breaking at that time, hot as a pistol, coming out. You know, rest in peace. What a great guy. Great guy. Great actor. Hey, and also, while we're talking about films and while we're talking about absolutely nothing, because we have a lot to get into the show, the greatest film entrance. You know, when your first time on film, like when I did Johnny Dangerously, not to compare it at all to any great film, but when I did Johnny Dangerously and my voice started, and then Amy Heckerling, the director, picked me up as it was like a slow slide in. Now, I appreciated that, but not to compare it to, like, and then Chaz Palminteri's first appearance as Sonny in A Bronx Tale, when you find out who Sonny is, and they're going down the lineup in the Bronx, and De Niro shot that, remember? And they're sliding it down like a, it looked like a track shot, and the kids going, no, not that guy, no, not guy, seeing who shot the guy. When they came to Chaz Palminteri, I told Chaz this many, many times, it was one of the brilliant entrances into a frame. He didn't look into the camera, and he didn't look straight up. He didn't look straight out. You know, what did Chaz do? He looked to the side like he didn't have time for the camera. You know, it was brilliant. If you think about how Sonny is revealed on The Bronx Tale, he's looking to the side, and then all of a sudden they go bang, and the kid goes, and then he turns right. Ball. What an entrance. The only other great entrance into a film role, Sterling Hayden in The Godfather. After Michael goes to the hospital, right? He goes to the hospital. Michael goes to the hospital. He puts the florist guy up front, and they deter the other criminals because they're trying to kill Don Corleone. And then Michael's there, and then there's a hustle bustle, and then cars start pulling up, and the police pull up, and Sterling Hayden, he gets out. You see, all you hear is the door shut. It's dark, and then there's a lightning strike and thunder, and it reveals Sterling Hayden's face. How great! What a great, like, you remember that scene? Remember when he walks in? Boom, 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 and he walks in. What an entrance.
Now,
so very cool.
Sterling Hayden was in what may be my favorite Frank Sinatra film, which was a movie called Suddenly from the
50s. Yes, but he played the good guy. Yeah,
he did, yes. Sinatra played an assassin hired to assassinate the President of the United States.
How do you know these things? How do you possibly know these
great
things?
Good movie.
Sterling, great, great actor. And Dr. Strangelove, forget about it. Just forget. Peter Sellers and Sterling Hayden, I mean, as brilliant as it gets. You know, there's so much to get into. Thanks for letting us dance a little bit. I feel good about everything. I don't know how we don't prevail because it's so bad, but you have to be on our game, and we're going to report handily throughout the morning. I'm going to split at 9 so I can make it down to Charlie's class, and I have a Chick-fil-A on order. Charlie's mom's bringing Chick-fil-A over because you have to bring lunch, you know? So I'm going to bring lunch over there. But coming up after the break, Mike Davis.
Can't they deliver that Chick-fil-A to the school? Do I really need to pick it up? I'm on the clock. Please.
Do you know how long?
Do you know how long it takes in that drive-thru at lunchtime? 40 deep. Somebody's taking your order. You can't even go up to the speaker.
You
go get it.
Bring lunch.
DoorDash, where are you? Uber Eats.
I carry a little butler with me.
You know who I am. Jeeves, quickly.
Jeeves.
Go get the meal. Get the meal. Quickly, make sure there's dessert in there too. Kids love cookies.
I'm sorry, children. Did you say something? Did you say something? Oh man! You know what I got? You know what this is?
What?
It's Torone. It's the Italian Torone imported.
Oh, good.
The nougat Torone.
That's perfect for your teeth.
Get my dentist on the phone, will you please?
That's it.
You know how much I paid for my teeth? I'm afraid
it's a lethal weapon in some places.
It is.
Your Honor, he assaulted me with the,
It's historic times in the Supreme Court. Mike Davis is going to break it all down about the immunity of President Trump. Don't want to miss Mr. Davis coming up. 7:19, Debbie's on the road. What a morning.
I love it.
Yeah, it's Friday, you know. But that means, now Biden's got this guy raising money. There's like riots at universities, and he's raising money in New York. Oh, yeah, he'll be starting.
He was all over yesterday, then he was up in Irvington, you know, and so he'll be leaving today. So, you know, that's take a deep breath.
All right, all right. But Deb's got traffic for you. 20 after 7. Mike Davis coming up on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
And it looks like we also are seeing closures because of the Trump trial over on 56 between 5th and Madison, and of course Center Street between Chambers and the Brooklyn Bridge. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the westbound belt. That's slowing down out by Bay 8th with an accident. We're also seeing some slowdowns as you head over to the Sprain North, getting up through Jackson Ave in Greenburg. It's a collision there. A couple of lanes blocked. Alternate side parking in effect. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 10, Holland 10. Overall traffic is pretty light, but a couple of accidents here to watch for over in Jersey. 280 eastbound at the Garden State Parkway. It's an accident, and we're seeing delays on 22 eastbound getting out toward the area of Michigan Ave and Union. An accident blocking two lanes. Over on Texas Road in Marlboro, getting into Englishtown Road, it looks like a car into a building over there. Sunny today, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Charlie Kirk sees too much agreement in D.C.
They might shout at each other over abortion. They might shout at each other over guns. But that's all theatrics. When it comes down to what really matters, protecting big corporations, keeping our borders wide open, and relentlessly invading foreign countries and funding wars that have nothing to do with us, D.C. finds harmony.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We'll find out today whether there was any relief from inflation last month. The PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, for March is expected to reveal a slight increase of 2.6% on an annual basis. Yesterday's GDP reading for the first 3 months of this year indicated economic growth is slowing, with no sign of prices moderating. Mark Tepper, CEO of Strategic Wealth Partners, says inflation is forcing consumers to find better prices.
Your Target shopper has become a Walmart shopper. Even once you're in Walmart, you're not buying name brand stuff, you're buying the private label generic stuff. So there's all these trade downs happening.
Also today, Wall Street will be reacting to earnings news from ExxonMobil and Chevron. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, residential, general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey. The Diamondback Ready Mix Quality is Our Strength service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring, fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and will produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability, strength, and appearance for your project. You take it from me, Joe P. You call Harry Lynch, standing by. Harry, I always like to bust on Harry. Go, Harry! Jerry Lewis style, you know. Call Harry! I tell you what, Harry will tell you what things you could do with concrete you had no idea. Tinting, stamping. I mean, they have so many things that they could do. Personalized service, second to none, from Harry Lynch at Diamondback Ready Mix. Here is the number, 718-650-5649, 718-650-5649. Go online to Diamondback Ready Mix. That's REDIMAX.com. Diamondback Ready Mix is a DeFazio company.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, here we go. 7:26 in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. It's Friday. It's April 26th. It's a monumental time. It's an historic time. So we turn to Mike Davis, founder of the Article 3 Project, former law clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch, and former chief counsel for nominations for the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Every single person in media will be reaching out to Mike Davis this morning. He is kind enough to join us on this program. Mike, welcome back to the show with great respect and appreciation. We do appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a historic time, and for me to get sucked into the Supreme Court, you understand it. You were there. You helped build the Supreme Court, Mike Davis. I'm thinking, like, tell me how important it is. Number one, if you would explain to us, please, this immunity toward President Trump. How insane in my opinion, Mike Davis, the Democratic justices were, the liberal justices. The questions they were asking were so base. Like, they were comparing, oh well, if you're a person of power and you should have immunity, I don't, like Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're talking about the President of the United States. Mike Davis, walk us through this fiasco in the Supreme Court, sir, if you would.
So this is one of the most important cases the Supreme Court of the United States will ever hear, because this is about the presidency and therefore the country. If a president of the United States, any president of the United States, does not have immunity from criminal prosecution for their official acts, not their personal acts, their official acts, then the successor will indict his predecessor and will become a third world Marxist hellhole, like Biden has done to Donald Trump. And you have to have, presidents have to be immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts so they can do their jobs as the president. It's the toughest job on the planet. I've worked in the White House. I've worked in the Supreme Court for Justice Gorsuch. I understand how this government works. The president must be able to do his job. And if the president of the United States fears that he's going to face a criminal prosecution and jail time, including in Trump's case, they're trying to throw him in jail for the rest of his life for non-crimes, he's not going to be able to do his job. And so that, I think if you listen to the oral arguments yesterday, the Supreme Court justices got that. I think it's going to be at least a 5-4 win for President Trump, maybe 6-3, depending on how Justice Amy Coney Barrett votes. I think she's going to rule for Trump in some way, maybe not as far as the other five, But I think President Trump is going to come out of this thing with a big win. And this is not just a big win for President Trump. This is a big win for the presidency, and it's a big win for our country.
And it was it me, Mike, because you understand this, Mike Davis. When Ketanji Brown Jackson starts trying to do an analogy of someone in power, and should that someone in power, like an arbitrary person, and then using words like regime, describing the Trump administration, you can't compare this to anybody. There's no analogy. It's the president of the United States of America. And she seemed to... I was embarrassed, Mike, and I'm no legal expert. I mean, did I miss something there, sir?
No, I mean she's a partisan hack, and I would say this to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson: members of Congress are immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts. So are federal judges. Why wouldn't the President of the United States also be immune? Amen. And I remember Judge. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, when she was on the D.C. District Court, she gave the most lenient sentences possible. 8 out of 8 times, she gave the most lenient sentences possible to these monsters who trade child sex, rape, and torture videos, child pornography. She gave them the most lenient sentences 8 out of 8 times. And one of the defendants... she gave the most lenient sentence possible to, went out and reoffended and harmed a kid. So now does that mean the Trump 47 Justice Department can indict Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson for her going out of her way to coddle these child predators when they go on to hurt people? Does that mean that she could be charged now for her official acts because she let this predator out of prison? And this predator hurt a kid. Can President Obama get charged for capital murder for his extrajudicial drone strike on 2 American citizens, including a minor? Could Judge David Barron, who was Obama's legal advisor at the time, also get charged? Can President Biden get charged for his illegal mass parole of 10 million illegal immigrants and their crimes that can George W. Bush and Dick Cheney get charged for their reckless reliance at best on intel that led to the Iraq war? Where does this end?
Wow, you should be, man, you should be in the courtroom, Mike. I've been telling you, man. Do you think this guy, D. John Sauer, the lawyer for the Trump administration, did he mention that? Does he have these facts? And will they bring those forth in a closing manner, sir?
Yeah, John Sauer is a fantastic attorney. He was the Solicitor General for the state of Missouri. He's President Trump's lawyer on this case. He clerked for Justice Alito on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
John Sauer is an all-star attorney. He raised these facts very effectively. He's the one who came up with this presidential immunity argument. And frankly, if it weren't for John Sauer raising this presidential immunity argument, President Trump would be in a D.C. courtroom right now in front of Jack Smith and D.C. Obama Judge Tanya Shutkin, getting destroyed by this partisan prosecutor and partisan judge. And if you think the Manhattan jury pool is anti-Trump at 87%, the D.C. jury pool is worse at 95%.
And Mike, before we let you go, sir, this guy Jack Smith, this special counsel on the Mar-a-Lago presidential documents case. So what's puzzling to us, Mike? Walk us through this if we can, if you'd be so kind to do this. It's like, it means Jack Smith's got to go to Supreme Court and he's got to have a lawyer. He's got this lawyer, Michael Dreeben, and now they're going to fight the case against presidential immunity. The money that we're spending, that is our tax money. The money that the salary that Jack Smith is getting. They are obsessed with this. And every single American, I don't care what your political affiliation is scratching his head scratching his or her head saying, why is this going on in our country? They have to, so they hire lawyers at our expense, correct, Mike? At our expense. And it's all for a political takedown of Donald Trump. In a nutshell, that's pretty much what it is, yes?
That's absolutely right. It's Democrat lawfare. It's Democrat election interference on many different fronts with President Biden these Democrat prosecutors in Biden's Justice Department, these buffoon Democrat prosecutors like Big Tish James, your New York Attorney General, Big Fannie Willis down in Fulton County, Georgia, Alvin Bragg, your Manhattan DA. Now we have some other goofball woman out in Arizona bringing indictments and naming Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator. Look, this is a criminal conspiracy by President Biden and these Democrat prosecutors to violate Trump's civil rights, the civil rights of Walt Nauta, 18 co-defendants in Georgia, many others, to interfere in the election. And there must be severe legal, political, and financial consequences when President Trump is back in office. His Justice Department must open a criminal probe against these Democrats, including Biden. This is a conspiracy against rights, a very serious federal crime.
And I just retweeted what Mike, you put a tweet out yesterday about the Supreme Court will narrowly hold the president of the United States, any president, is immune from criminal prosecution for official and not personal attacks. And you close it out by saying this will be a historic win for President Trump and the presidency, for the presidency in our country. So we just re-X that out. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. We'll be watching you all day on television. All the very best. Keep the fight and please come back anytime, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mike Davis right there, founder of the Article 3 Project. By the way, this is an objective overview. Oh, yes, it is. This is a political takedown like we have never seen. And it's scary in the United States of America in 2024. You know, like a candidate, hate a candidate, love the country, hate the country. This is all such a mess. And who's paying for it? That's right, you and me. 7:36, we will take a much lighter note. I talked to my friend Bill Camastro from Gold Coast Cadillac. We have a big fundraiser for Tunnel to Towers we're going to tell you about in a moment. Big Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An NYPD officer who was indicted for assault in an Apple store has now been found not guilty. The incident took place back in October of 2021 when Officer Salvatore Provenzano was escorting a man who police say was harassing customers inside of an Upper West Side Apple store. When the officer tried to remove the suspect, the man pulled away, leading Provenzano to strike the suspect in the face. The officer was indicted by DA Alvin Bragg last year, but a judge has now found him not guilty. PBA President Patrick Henry, in a statement, says Provenzano was simply doing his job. The city of Passaic is getting $1.6 million from the federal government to reduce flash flooding dangers. Mayor Hector Lara says the money will be used to mitigate flash flooding risk in and around McDonald Brook and the culvert, near Benson and Main Avenues. That's the location where two young adults drowned when their car was swept away in 2021 during Hurricane Ida. Lara says some of the funds will be used to expand investing in green infrastructure, including a grassy area near McDonald Brook. In sports, Knicks dropped the first game of the postseason after falling to the 76ers 125-114 in Game 3. Islanders on the brink of elimination. They lost to the Hurricanes 3-2. They're down 3-0 in that series. Athletics beat the Yankees 3-1. And the NFL draft began last night. Giants with the 6th pick selected LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. The Jets also added to their offense in the first round. They made a trade with the Minnesota Vikings, flipping picks from 10 to 11, and Gangrene selecting Penn State offensive tackle Olu Fashanu with the 11th pick. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Looks like we're seeing a lot of volume here as you get down toward the Nassau Expressway in toward Kennedy Airport. Eastbound belt slowing down, getting out toward the area of Springfield Boulevard. We're seeing a lot of volume as you head to Sunrise Highway eastbound after Hampton Bays and getting into Southampton. Traffic is slowing down on the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard. The Grand Central Parkway west on the brakes out by LaGuardia. Westbound BQE slowing down by the LIE and the eastbound BQE. That's busy right toward Atlantic Avenue. Cross Bronx westbound slowing down through 3rd Avenue. Over on the Sprain North at Jackson Ave in Greenberg, multi-vehicle accident there. Problems right now on 22 eastbound at Michigan Ave in Union. It's an accident, two lanes blocked, and on 287 northbound exit 2 in Edison, looks like an accident blocking off the left lane. Texas Road at Englishtown Road in Marlboro, a car into a building. Partly cloudy today, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I may. I'll tell you about Leah. Oof, that just touches my heart. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor, and in just 8 days, she found relief. She continued to get, quote-unquote, better and better. She truly says, quote, I truly am amazed at this product, end quote. That's like me. That's like your pal Joe on the radio, 5 days out of pain. A lot of people, 2 days. A lot of people, 7 days. Try the three-week quick start. If you're living with aches and pains, please see how Relief Factor, it's a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every single day. Now, to get started, try the Relief Factor three-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95, and it comes with a feel-better or your money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can actually talk to a wonderful, wonderful human being at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com will tell you everything you need to know to get you out of pain. Springtime is here. Summers are coming. We want you out of pain. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, New York State Attorney General Letitia James.
We believe that no one is above the law, no matter how powerful they are or how much they profess how rich they are. The reality is that we stand up for everyone, and particularly New Yorkers.
Saturday at 2:30 and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
I love telling you about Brosnan Risk Consultants. That is the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States of America. Founded by Pat Brosnan, Brosnan Risk Consultants was decorated retired NYPD detective. Now more than ever, you got to be diligent protecting the business that you work so hard to grow. Even it means just bringing in those Brosnan, you know, they have vans that come up, says Brosnan Risk on the side. I'm telling you, that will deter any bad guy, in my opinion, to coming up. And if you need an investigation within your business, whether it's an employee, whether something's going on within your business, you want to talk to Brosnan Risk Consultants. And then this, if you want to go somewhere and you want to go with your family and you're a little afraid because it's crazy times out there, you know, if you want discreet protection for your family, call Brosnan Risk Consultants. This is what they do. They've been protecting their clients for over 25 years. By the way, some really big name clients, but we protect their anonymity, and we don't want to reveal, and we protect confidences there. But I've talked to Pat and I've seen the list of some incredible big name clients that they protect at Brosnan Risk Consultants. And you know what? You could be one of those folks, whether it's a business or whether it's your family, because they've been protecting these clients for over 25 years. Operational, by the way, in 45 states, over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time, please. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. 800-590-2180. You get an assessment. 800-590-2180. Go online to brosnanrisk.com, BROSNAN.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
This segment sponsored by Gold Coast Cadillac.
Gold Coast Cadillac, that's it. Hey, let's talk to Bill Camastro's dealer and a partner at Gold Coast Cadillac. Great guy, kind enough to join us this morning. We got a big, big event coming up May 11th. Hey, Bill, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Joe, can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear. What luxurious vehicle are you driving in, may I ask, sir, this morning as we speak?
I'm driving in the twin brother to your black Cadillac Escalade. And by the way, on a side note,
yes,
tell
sir.
Debbie Duhane she was on the money this morning. I was stuck in that traffic on in the 150s with that three-car accident she was talking about.
Oh, man, I will for sure. You know, I got to tell you, too, Bill, as we chat, and we're going to talk about the event, the car is great. And then, like, my son opened the door, and on the side of the door it says Arlington, Texas. I was just talking about it just late last night. And they said, this is made in Texas? The Escalades are made in Texas. And I go, they are made in America like that. And I said, and I keep keep telling Bill Camastro, we're going down to Texas, baby. Two Italian guys in Texas to go see those Escalades, how they're being. I'd love to do that. Great car, but more important than anything else, it's the safety of it. It's the safety of it, and we appreciate that, man, keeping us on the road. And I love the electric vehicle. You and I are both, you know, we love the old school kind of cars. But that electric, the Lyric, is that the name of that Cadillac that's all electric, Bill?
Yeah, the old electric Lyric, and it's getting great reviews, Joe. We're
beautiful car.
Them.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be quite honest, what separates it from every car out there is the polish that you get with a Cadillac. It's really, truly luxury.
Yeah.
It isn't just about being electric. It's a great electric vehicle, don't get me wrong. But,
yeah.
Scott, you sit inside that vehicle, it is. There's nothing like it.
It's so. It's so true. Hey, Bill, while we got you, so tell May 11th, kid, May 11th, we got it going, and, you know, there's a big rally down in Wildwood, New Jersey that day, and we had, Congressman Jeff Andrew will be there, I believe President Trump will be there, and they said, and Jeff Andrew said on the show last week, you gotta come down, I said, I'm booked with May 11th, but afterwards, I may have time to make it down because our event is first and foremost front and center, May 11th for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. But if you want, I want to say on the air, and we're live on the air, if you want to take a trip down to Wildwood, I mean, you're welcome to join me. Maybe we could take our four-wheel drives down there, man, and go.
We may just do that, Joe. But I want to touch on the event very quickly. First and foremost, I want to thank you for being a great partner of Gold Coast Cadillac and helping us celebrate these Gold Star families, wounded vets,
yes,
first
sir.
Responders. You know, I grew up in the just like yourself. I grew up in a very blue collar environment in the Bronx, and you know, these people, for me, when I was a kid, they were like gods. They walked on water, and all I wanted to do was be like them when I grew up. You know, and I think there's still a lot of people out there that quietly see them that way, and but I think we need to bring more awareness to the youth of today. These people are very important to our society. They are why we get to live the American dream. Guys like Piscopo and Camastro, we would be nothing without these guys.
Yeah, it's so true, and we appreciate it too. And I know Frank Siller so appreciates it. We're going to talk to Frank if he can come down. But this is May 11th, Oakhurst, New Jersey, Gold Coast Cadillac. We're in the showroom, and Bill, you got to tell us all the Cadillacs that are coming down, man. You have the Cadillac clubs coming down, yes?
First and foremost, we got the Cadillac, the Verrazano Cadillac Club. We got the LaSalle Cadillac Club, the Raritan Cadillac Club. These guys bring down, as you know, Joe, the most pristine Cadillacs. I actually had a guy from Brooklyn call me the other day on the phone. He goes, hey, you Billy Camastro? I said, yeah. He goes, my name is Sal, and I got a car I'm bringing. I don't care. I said, well, you belong to the Cadillac? Yeah, I'm part of the Brooklyn Cadillac Club, but I'm bringing the winner. So I said, can you send me a picture? Joe, he sends me a picture of a 39 Cadillac.
What?
It's the same. Same. It's all white. White wheels, white, everything white. It's that big body style with the big two doors.
Yeah.
It's the same car that that Sonny Corleone gets killed in, I think, at the toll booth. And it's the same model that they had in it looks like the same car.
Yeah. Yeah. The
same car they got killed in.
Wow, so he's coming in 1939, but and then Bill and I, you listened to Camastro and Piscopo on the radio, it's like we had that 59 Cadillac that we had in the movie Wise Guys. That was the single most pristine car. Of course, the one that won last time was Jackie Gleason's limousine, which was incredible with a TV in the back. That was like a 1972-ish, Bill, correct?
Yeah, it had a Gucci.
Yes.
So you had the Gucci interior, the Gucci Landau top. It had the
fabulous.
Owner of the bar and
fabulous.
Said, "Jackie Gleason, like to have his drink." But the car only had 1,900 miles on it, and the wise guy car. That wise guy car, that 59 convertible.
That
is one of the most beautiful classic Cadillacs I have ever seen. Those cars will be there. And then some. This is gaining some momentum, Joe.
Yeah.
I actually got a call from my partner out in Detroit, and he said, hey, listen, where do I donate?
Joe
Sarah, who owns the Sarah organization,
is
sending a check, as a lot of other people are, and we'll have some people from General Motors down there as well.
Fabulous.
And it's going to be a great event. Really, what we want to do is we want to duplicate or exceed what we did last time.
But
the enthusiasm for this, Joe, is just over the top, as well it should be. These folks deserve our support. And come down and join Joe Piscopo and Bill Camastro. We'll make it worth your while. Louis DJ will be there. Louis the DJ.
Yep. Yep.
Joe Leone's is going to put out an Italian spread that will knock your socks off.
And it's all for Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers. Bill Camastro, we can't tell you how much we appreciate all that you do at Gold Coast Cadillac. It's Oakhurst, New Jersey. It's right there. We're going to have a lot of fun, but it's for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We raised money. We're raising money again in the name of the Siller family and the great work for the Gold Star families, catastrophically injured, homeless veterans. It's all happening at Gold Coast Cadillac. You got to come by May 11th. I'll be there front and center. Bill, we're just so proud to be with you, my friend, again, from your upbringing, and yet still understanding how to give back to the community at Gold Coast Cadillac. We're very proud to be with you, Bill. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Godspeed. Can't wait to see you, my friend.
You as well, Joe. They put us first. We got to put them first. God
Amen.
Bless America.
Amen. My man, Bill Camastro. Thank you, sir. You're absolutely right. God bless America, indeed. He's a dealer and partner, Bill is, at Gold Coast Cadillac. It's so much fun. It's going to be in Oakhurst, New Jersey, right there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. At 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, got a nice shout-out from Bill Camastro, Debbie Duhame, right there.
I know.
He's getting him out of traffic. Appreciate that very much,
You know, I do my best. I do my best always.
How we doing, Deb? It's a Friday, so I know it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, it is. And for Bill, if you're heading to 35 right now, as you head out toward West Park Avenue to Oakhurst, some stop-and-go traffic right at the intersection getting out toward Gold Coast Cadillac. Let's see what else is happening. We're seeing some volume on 71 over in West Long Branch, slowing down, getting up toward 36. Now, traffic is moving a little bit slowly here on 287. We've got issues on 287 North, exit 2 in Edison. It's an accident blocking one lane over in Marlboro. Avoid the area of Texas Road into Englishtown Road. A car went into a building, so steer clear of that. 280 eastbound at the Garden State Parkway, it's a crash. Traffic slowing down to 22 east at Michigan Ave in Union with a crash being cleared. And we're seeing delays on the Sprain. The Sprain northbound at Jackson Ave getting up through Greenberg. That's an accident with injuries involved. A lot of police department activity. Eastbound LIE slowing down by the Clearview. Westbound LIE slowing down into Woodhaven Boulevard and getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher says we're witnessing a theft.
Bogus criminal case against Donald Trump, a so-called hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. So now Alvin Bragg has figured out a way to turn it from a misdemeanor into a felony just in time for the election. They are trying to steal the election. No other way to put it. There is an attempt to rig the 2024 election that we're witnessing before our very eyes.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
You know, I love you, and I'm going to ask you to give to Food for the Poor, but I understand. Believe me, I understand how stretched everybody is. But, you know, I did it when Paul Jacobs came on. I made sure I made a donation to Food for the Poor. Because I got to tell you, there but for the grace of God go all of us. And it's throughout the Caribbean and Latin America, all these countries, and there are folks, kids, that just don't get food. And it's whether it's war, whether it's natural disasters, COVID, whatever it is. And also, don't forget, Food for the Poor helps out. If there's a hurricane or something in America, the kids in America, in areas that are very, very stressed, Food for the Poor steps up for those children as well. This is doing God's work, Food for the Poor is. So that's why I say, respectful of all the expenses you and I have, if you could squeeze something out to Food for the Poor, any amount, makes an incredible difference. $80, maybe you could join together with some friends at work. $80 provides a life-saving food for two children. $160 gift provides life-saving food for four kids. $320 if you get together and put an office pool together for Food for the Poor. How great is that, though, you know? As opposed to betting on something, you actually give to helping out children. That $320 provides life-saving food for 10 children. Here's the number, 855-919-HOPE. 855-919-4673. Now, it might be easier, because if you're driving, click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. All right? Any amount makes an incredible difference for Food for the Poor. Click the Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
This weather report was sponsored by Esko Truck and Equipment. Whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, Esko Truck and Equipment has the right machine to improve your business. Providing a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac, and Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel, serving New York and New Jersey. Call 718-504-2600.
All right, Joe on the radio, Jeff Nordine is at the Weather Answer Desk. How are we doing today, Jeff? It's freezing this morning. I brought my petunias in, man. I tell you, yeah. I got to bring them in. So walk us through. It's going to be nice Saturday, better on Sunday, yes?
Well, yeah, so sort of. I mean, what we got today is probably the best of the next two. We have sunshine, 62 degrees, clear overnight at 44 tonight, and then the sun's going to fade behind cloud cover on Saturday, and then we're also looking at some showers in the late afternoon. It'll be 61, so temperatures at least hold steady. Now, once the showers end on Sunday, it's warmer with an overcast sky in general, but there could be some sunny breaks hitting a high of 74. Monday's even warmer. We're going to get clouds and sunshine into the 80s. Joe, let's celebrate.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Thank you, Jeff. Right on the money, my friend. Appreciate it very, very much. It's going to be nice finally. Got a little chilly today. Hey, I'm here for another hour, and then I'm going to go and be with my daughter at school. You know, they have a person, your favorite person kind of day thing, and I'm just honored to be there for my beautiful daughter, and will be, and thank you for understanding. But the guys will be here. The guys are going to be here. They have a great 9 o'clock hour coming up. However, when we come back, I will be here. Piscopo will be on the radio with Alan Dershowitz, a huge, monumental, epic case won by a legendary, now legendary attorney, Arthur Idala. And Alan Dershowitz is a mentor to Arthur, and we will talk to the professor about the case. General Jack Keane will walk us through what's happening in Israel. Liz Peek on the show as well. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know what? It's Friday. Yay! And we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees, it's 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City introducing hotels and bunkers to protect its at-risk bee populations. The city's Department of Transportation says since bees have fewer green spaces in urban areas, it teamed up with Rutgers University to create bee habitats in planted areas of city plazas and open streets. Bee hotels look like birdhouses filled with natural materials that will allow solitary bees to nest, while bee bunkers will provide protected soil where female bees can lay their eggs with easy access to nutrition. Rutgers University will then study how bees in urban spaces use their new homes and how they move across the city. A great-grandfather from Little Falls celebrating his 110th birthday, Vincent Dransfield, a former New Jersey volunteer fire chief and great-grandfather of seven, is the eighth oldest reported man alive. Dransfield lives alone without help, cooks for himself, and drives daily. He credits luck, drinking milk, and doing what he loves for a living for his long and healthy life. Auto loan delinquency is increasing in all 50 states. It's according to WalletHub data, which reveals where delinquencies are increasing the most. Top five states where auto delinquencies have increased the most are Washington, Alaska, Oregon, Georgia, and Rhode Island. In each of these states, the average number of loan delinquencies in the fourth quarter of 2023 above 11%. To determine the state's most delinquent on auto loans, WalletHub analyzed data on consumer delinquency rates between quarter three and
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.